as rowing was growing, and it was growing throughout the Midwest, we were a strong part about it, because the regatta here that we had in town is a production that came on because Elroy said, I don't know why I should have crew here. You don't even have a home race some years. You know, why should we keep crew? Well, there's nothing for anybody to see. You're always spending money going away. So then I began to cultivate teams coming in here. And we had the Dartmouth MIT race. We got BU to come in here. I started the Midwest Rowing Championships, went down to a regatta in Springfield, Illinois, watched a windy, windswept race down there in April, and then the committee there was saying, what are we going to do next year? I said, come to Wisconsin. I'll give you a buoyed course. I'll do this. I'll do that. And we started. I gave them a buoyed course. We got the regatta, and it was going up until, what, 2 years or 3 years ago. It was the premier. It was a qualifying regatta for women originally to go to the NC2As and stuff like that. So it really grew and went places, and it provided a big home race. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had hundreds and hundreds of competitors, not hundreds, maybe even 1,000 from all over. And but it got, the women then took over management of the program. Then as their bylaws, NC2A laws, rules changed and they didn't have this as a qualifying regatta, they kind of didn't want to work to support it. I went out there with my assistant coaches and set the course, put the buoys in. Now we have a new staff coming in with Clark and these people, and they're seeing the time that it takes to do that, the commitment, and it was unrewarded in the sense of a good competition. There wasn't always good competition coming in for us. They felt they didn't need it. The you know, attitudes, philosophies change, and I think the regatta was kaput last year. I don't think they had the regatta last year, or something only symbolic of what it once was. But it was the big draw. I mean, we drew in, I don't know, 20-some schools throughout the Midwest. It helped the Midwest rowing go. The first year we had it, we lent boats to every team that came in because they didn't have boat trailers to haul boats. And so we spent 2 and 3 days hauling our entire boathouse of boats down there and assigning schedules and things so people could row them. When the regatta here 4 or 5 years ago, every team had their boat trailers and had brand new boats, better equipment than we did. Title IX pushing, women's crew, and the men's crew hanging on, and these teams just, the Midwest has prospered. By and large, largely because Wisconsin set a pace for these people where to come and go.
That's excellent.
It was fun to watch it grow. When we had Dartmouth and MIT coming in here to race in a triangular race, I would take those coaches from those two schools, just the two of them, and we'd go down here to what's that restaurant on the end of Lake Mendota, the Nautical, whatever it is.
Oh, I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, I know. But I would take them down there, and I would wine and dine them. I'd buy them all the martinis they could drink and the finest steak dinners that there could be, because those guys had to convince their athletic directors that coming to Wisconsin was worth the price they paid. And I would tell them about, don't your kids love visiting a Midwest campus? They're going to classes with our kids, you know, just visiting and stuff like that. Isn't this a great experience for some of these MITs getting out of those halls there, or Dartmouth getting out of your Ivy League shelter and seeing the real world, you know? And of course, this is the most fantastic experience our kids could have. I often feel guilty. Both those men became alcoholics, and I wonder if I contributed to their demise as they're both very dear friends of mine. One is retired, and one has basically been removed from his job for alcoholism. Sad, but that was their choice. But I, you know, where did that come from? That came out of my own pocket. It was, what do you call it? It's fancy lobbying, you know, or whatever, enticement, inducement, or whatever. But those people had to go back and sell their athletic directors that it was worth keeping this race alive with Wisconsin because of the exchange. And I wanted them to know every time they came to Madison, they were going to have a good time, eating and drinking. They didn't respond similarly, but I gambled that I had to do these things and kept that regatta going. And many years they threatened. Severson at MIT, the AD and chairman of or chancellor of schools, oftentimes wanted to drop this race because he just couldn't see the value of spending thousands of dollars to send 10 or 12 men. But we worked the race from an 8 to having a 4, because I always took spares. And the coach Gardner said, why don't you just bring 2 more and use the same cocks and we can row the 8? Then those other 4 kids, you're only bringing 2 more, can row with the same cocks and row a 4. I says, will you do the same when you come? Yeah, I'll do the same. I'll convince. We got MIT to do it. Suddenly we're up to an 8 and a 4. We went from the 8 and a 4 to 2 8s, varsity and a JV. Today, they're racing 3 8s. I don't see this as bad. We're providing kids an opportunity for competition, an opportunity to enrich their lives, get more experience.